More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
This is Indulgence, the show that runs on Magic 105.4 every Sunday evening from 7 till 8. And for the next hour, it's a real pleasure to welcome two very successful businessmen and stars of Dragon's Den, Peter Jones and Theo Pathetis. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening. Shouldn't it be Theo Pathetis and Peter Jones?
No, they got it right first time.
No, I'm going to veto that one.
I'll tell you what, we'll swap it around halfway through. Gentlemen, I am asking you for the next 60 minutes of your time, and in return I'd like to offer you both a 50% share of the show. Are you in?
How much money does it make?
A fortune.
How many listeners?
Thousands upon thousands.
So there's no detail to your answers then?
No, not at
They're
all.
They're just very speculative, but I am interested.
You're interested.
I'm interested.
That's
to
good.
Hear more.
I want more than 50%.
You always do.
That's a fine negotiator for you. We're going to play some songs that you've chosen. Peter, Robbie Williams' Angels is your first choice. Tell us why.
Well, firstly, he's one of my friends. And when I'm out in LA, I spend a bit of time with him. And also, I think it's his best song that he's ever recorded.
Magic Indulgence with Robbie Williams and Angels. It's Gary Vincent with Peter Jones and Theo Pathetis, and we're here till 8 o'clock this evening. Now, let's talk about Red Letter Days, fellas. This is the company that was bought out by the two of you about 3 years ago now. It's been working well ever since, yeah?
Well, it's actually been tough, to be blunt. I think that when we first took it over, we didn't realise the state of the business, but I'm very, very pleased to see that the business has really gone through what I would class a full recovery.
In fact, it's had a huge growth in turnover in those 3 years now, so it's back to where it should be. And really, it's time for the business to go to the next stage, so yeah, we're incredibly pleased with it.
And that's why we're out now, want to really talk about it, because it's something actually to be proud of.
Sure.
We've spent the last 3 years like busy squirrels in the back office trying to make it work.
And what sort of experiences do you offer then?
Driving experiences, to parachuting, to flying in MiG fighters even.
To wine tasting, to weekends away, to pamper days. The whole shared experience. And I think we've been on quite a few, Theo. I know you've been on a few pampering days lately to get those wrinkles out of the face.
But you've got to admit that you were holding my hand. You were holding my hand when we were doing that.
And I've done some driving days, which I've thoroughly enjoyed, which Theo has asked us not to talk about Top Gear when he performed so badly.
Understood.
Well, only because a certain person actually hired a track out for 3 days and practiced solidly for 3 days and then gave me a wrecked car. But apart from that,
you can see my head shaking. I'm not, listeners. I didn't.
Now, look, the playlist tonight has been, a bonus of contention, I think it's fair to say. Fields of Gold, I know that you, Peter, chose the Sting version. You, Theo, chose Eva Cassidy's version, which is the one we're going to play.
You've got to play that one because it is by far the best version. It's very rare that a cover of a song actually is better than the original. But there has been a few in time, Handbags and Glad Rags, an example. But this is probably one of the best songs in the whole wide world. You just have to listen to the words and let the hairs on the back of your neck rise.
Magic Indulgence, Sunday evening, every Sunday evening, 7 till 8 on London's Magic 105.4. I'm Gary Vincent. It's Theo Pathetis and Peter Jones with us this week. Gentlemen, the Dragon's Den, which of course you're very well known for. Did you know each other before you all appeared in the den?
I didn't know any of the other Dragons. I knew Theo. I was on the first series. Theo was came in on the second. I did know Theo previously, not anything like as well as I do now.
He used to pursue me constantly. Of course, I rebuffed his advances on a regular basis, but eventually we got down to some business.
Which sounds fair to me. What's the one thing, in retrospect, you really wish you'd invested in?
I have got no regrets. I think all the investments I've made, they've done very, very well. I wouldn't have wanted to invest in anything else. I think there's one probably that comes out of my mind, and that's from my little girl Natalia, a six-year-old, who said to me, "Daddy, I should have invested in the Trunky." And I didn't invest in it, to be blunt, because I thought the way it was put together was pretty poor quality, and we had the Terminator Theo rip it apart and pull it apart and break it.
I've got to say.
But it's actually done quite well, I think.
Well, I don't know. I've seen a few.
I don't know
if
it's made any money.
But I don't think it's made any money. It's like that song goes, "No regrets." And in life, you really have to go through life with no regrets. You just got to do your best at the time. And I am sure there's going to be the odd deal that's passed the Dragons by. And good luck to them. But actually, there's so many others.
Yeah. Investments aside, have you ever, as a consumer, actually purchased one of the products that's appeared on the Den when you've seen it in a shop? Or...
Absolutely. When I first saw Regi-Regi Sauce go on the shelves, we never really knew how it was going to go, so I bought half a dozen bottles just to make sure that we got some sales in the bank. But yeah, I've done that.
Did you not buy that toilet seat warmer?
No.
I thought you
did. The one
did.
That Duncan...
Scottish one.
The Scottish one.
Yeah. Did you buy that one?
No. iTeddy. I tell you what, I have bought an iTeddy.
I bought loads.
Out of Argos. Yeah.
I have bought loads of iTeddies because you couldn't let me have any cheap.
Yeah.
I had to buy loads for my friends over Christmas.
You mentioned Regi-Regi Sauce. How is it doing?
Amazing. I've got to be perfectly honest. I always knew that it was going to do well. Just because of the back of what he had, and I tasted the sauce myself, I just knew it would do well. I didn't, to be perfectly blunt, realise how big it would become. Mm. You know, 10 million bottles are going to go into the market next year, and that is not an exaggeration. It's incredible. A great success. He deserves it. A lovely guy, a legend, and he's rightly celebrating now.
We're going to move on with more music, and Peter, you've chosen That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain.
Well, I mean, this was irresistible to me. This is a song that I used to play well before I came to television, but it totally sums it up when I'm sitting in that chair with those pitches coming up those stairs. I can sit there for hours, and basically some of them don't impress me much.
I just thought that's what girls say to you in the bar.
It is Magic Indulgence, Sunday evening, with London's Magic 105.4. Theo Pathetes and Peter Jones are with us this evening, from the Dragon's Den, of course. Gentlemen, there was a survey out just last week that said that 21% of youngsters would like to be an entrepreneur. Does that please you?
No, doesn't please me.
Too much competition.
It needs to be a lot higher.
That was actually the highest choice of this survey. I'll tell you that 20%,
really?
Yeah, 20% opted to be a pop star, but 21% wanted
to
be an
entrepreneur. If you'd said it like that, that would please me.
Do you know what's interesting? I mean, when the show's on, even when the show's not on, we get thousands upon thousands and thousands of emails coming through. I'm always staggered what a large proportion comes from school kids. It's amazing. How about yours?
Mine are very varied, Theo, that I don't just get from school kids. My site perhaps isn't tailored. My site's sort of a bit more rounded and very information-rich.
What, you think school kids are not bright enough to understand yours?
No, I get a lot of school kids, but I also get middle-aged. I get 80-year-old grandmothers. So I get a big, broad spectrum of people.
I can understand why you'd get the 80-year-old grandmothers, actually. That makes a lot of sense to me.
On a serious note.
Seriously, it is important. Can I just say, the kids... What we're trying to do in kids is one of the reasons, and this isn't a plug, but it's an opportunity to make out and tell you what I've been doing with the National Enterprise Academy. It's Britain's first academy. I'm very proud of it, and I'm passionate right behind kids in this country coming out and wanting to be entrepreneurs. So what you've just said, 21%, doesn't seem that high to me. It doesn't seem high enough. But actually, if it's top of the list at 21%, I think it's fantastic.
That's encouraging.
Magnificent. Yeah. And just to also tell you what we've been doing with kids is that I launched a pre-academic degree at Huddersfield University recently, which basically allows people to be entrepreneurial, to an entrepreneurial practical degree of being an entrepreneur. So you start your own business while you're doing your degree and run your own business, and you get a BA at the end of it.
But with so many businesses failing at the moment, I mean... Is it the time to be going in to your own business?
It is. And just want to clarify, we know that there's tough times ahead, but one of the key things is the fact that if a business can be started today and come through and survive, you know you're in a very strong position. Also, it makes you really think about what to do in a business.
You know what? Also, at times like this is when people maybe don't have another choice and wouldn't have done it under normal circumstances.
Sure.
They're out of their comfort zone. So it's exactly the right time.
Gentlemen, we'll choose some more music. Theo's choice this time around, It's A Kind of Magic from Queen.
What can I say? Big Queen fan ever since I was a school kid. This came out of a great film called The Highlander. I know there's various sequels which were nowhere near as good, but the first one was magic.
Is it not anything more to do with the fact that you sometimes pull the occasional rabbit out of the bag, because some of the investments you make are a bit left field, aren't they?
Got nothing to do with rabbits.
Nothing to do with magic.
Rabbits.
Magic.
Rabbit.
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 Rabbit. Rabbit. Rabbit. Rabbit.
It's Indulgence on Magic 105.4. I'm Gary Vincent. Peter Jones and Theo Pathetes are with us until 8 o'clock this evening. Now, gentlemen, you both have books out at the moment. Have you ever heard of anyone reading them and going on to make a fortune? Has it inspired anyone?
I get loads and loads and loads of emails and letters from people who have read my book who have actually said they have been totally inspired and actually has given them the boost to actually go and start their own businesses. And I know Peter has had similar letters. And I think what we're doing with these books is actually saying to people, look at you plan what you're doing and want it badly enough. Just take some simple advice and you could get there.
I think the same. Yeah, I mean, you do. You get loads of emails. You get lots of people saying, thanks for inspiring me to start my own business. I actually think they're, to be blunt, they're actually quite a good read. You know, it really hurts me to say. I've read Theo's.
I took Peter to bed with me once.
I try to find every opportunity, but it is an inspiring read. You hear about how Theo, you know, where he came from, his background, what he did, and how he got there. And similarly, it's a journey, isn't it? And I think that's inspiring in itself. But there's some practical advice in it. And with mine is exactly the same. There's some real key practical advice. And actually, if it helps start one person to go and get a business, it's great. Can I also say it's just a privilege to be able to get to the position to write a book that can be sold in shops. I never would have thought about that, being a 15-year-old back when I'm trying to make it in life. So
that must be a great feeling when you walk into the store and there it is. With all
the
others.
Amazingly. Listen, it is. You know, we have a laugh and a joke and we are good mates. But
I normally put his books right on the top shelf because that way he's the only person that can reach them. Peter Jones, everyone listening, you can't see him at the moment, but he is 7'13" tall. I'm talking to his kneecap as we speak.
He's not wrong. Life is short and you have made enough cash to last, so why don't you just retire and enjoy the fruits of your labour?
When people retire, you know what? They go off and do something they enjoy. Well, I'm already doing something I enjoy, so I've set my retirement date, and this is an exclusive to Magic FM. My retirement date is the day I die.
There's nothing more you can say to that. You do what you do because you enjoy it. And the day that I don't enjoy it anymore will be the day that I don't do it.
Another song choice. Peter, What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong.
This, for me, just, I think, sums up. You're ever feeling a little bit down and you're ever in that doldrum situation. This was a big lift for me when I lost my business in my late 20s. And I tell you, it is a great world out there. We should celebrate it a little bit more sometimes and stop being all negative. That's why I chose it.
Indulgence, London's Magic 105.4. Special guests every Sunday evening between 7 and 8. It's Peter Jones and Theo Pathetis from the Dragon's Den with us until 8 o'clock this evening. I've got a question from my mum for you both, because
that's got to be for Peter, because all the mums are interested.
Is that right? Well, either or. My mum said, what's the best business to be in to make a fast buck?
Go on, you're the mum's love.
To make a fast buck?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd probably say that there isn't an easy way to make fast money, because otherwise, if there was, so many more people would be doing it.
Try hard work.
Getting up probably before 10 will help.
Yeah, and the harder you work, actually, the luckier you get. Yeah.
Certain amount of truth in that, but lots of people work hard for little reward, don't they?
To be fair, they do. But going back to the thing about the fast buck, I can't think, unless you're going on a racetrack and want to gamble, unless you want to become a gambler. That's the way to losing a fortune or winning a fortune. There's no middle ground. But I don't think there is a fast buck business out there. Not today.
No.
Going back to the Den, we've seen the Harry and Paul, the Enfield and White House sketches.
Oh, that's fantastic. My till goes a ring a ding a ling a ling, innit?
Thank you, Peter Jones.
Can I ask how they...
Are you that famous department store?
John Lewis, I am.
Can I ask how they were received?
Oh, I was in stitches. I fell off my chair. In fact, I spoke to Theo the first night, didn't I?
And
we were in
hello, peeps. How you doing on my show in here, flipping out?
And I was going, I know you for too long. I don't like you, and that's why I'm out. It was hilarious.
It was very funny. But now, of course, I discovered the other day, purely by accident, I called one of my colleagues in security who happened to be in the next office. And what was his ringtone? Keeping those tills going, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, innit?
Fantastic.
He's looking for a job now.
I'm not sure Deborah probably feels the same. I mean, I do know for a fact when we were with Deborah, Deborah's taken it in great spirit and she's laughed at it for what it was. But we were at a dinner event and I remember saying to her, I said, look, Deborah, don't worry about it, because actually all it means, if you look at that, they've really gone over the top. At least you know you can put two or three extra stone on. She just looked at me coldly as if to say, I can't believe you just said that. But I was trying to do it to motivate her.
Peter forgot to tell you that shortly after that comment, he received a rather large spoon on the forehead.
Dicing with death. Okay, let's move on to Theo's song choice. Now, this is a real education, this, because I'd never heard of this band, and you've seen them played live in Windsor just recently.
Yeah, I went to see them. They came over from the States. They're a band from LA called Venice, and someone told me they were fabulous, and they got great harmonies, and they're sort of crossed between the Eagles and the Beach Boys. And my God, was I pleased I went. They were fabulous. And this song is called Starting Here Again. And one thing that I didn't know and found out later, the lead singer, Kip, he's actually the voice behind all these pop stars you hear on The Simpsons. And we didn't know that till after the end of their main gig. And he did a special for us. And I've got to tell you, he had us in stitches. But this has got to be the best vocal band in the world, Venice.
Indulgence, Magic 105.4 with Peter Jones and Theo Pathetis, and we're going to play Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time in just a moment. Let's talk about the Red Letter Days that we hope to give away on the More Music Breakfast show all this coming week with Neil Fox. Peter, you got some examples there of stuff. Can we win?
Yeah, some of the pretty great prizes, actually. For me, particularly, I like this one, is the Chocolate Heaven Workshop for two. There's a personal shopping consultation, power boating on the River Thames, overnight ghost tour, for those ones that are not scared of the dark, tandem skydive, a whole load of different experiences.
It's a real difference.
What about Ferrari and Lamborghini driving? How about that one? I'd love to do that one. Then you've got things like Aston Martin experience, spying game, stunt car driving. I would love to do that. Or simple things like family day at the stables. I mean, just some romantic night for two break. How about that? Take Mrs. Jones away.
Be nice, wouldn't it? I was more interested in the stunt car driving, actually. I think I'd be quite good with you and me around the track. We'd look a bit odd, wouldn't we?
Only because of your size.
I'd look like Noddy. You'd look like Mini-Me.
Your head would be out the sunroof.
What we're saying is there are some great prizes to be won all this coming week in the More Music Breakfast Show with Neil Fox on Magic. One more song to go. It's Peter's Choice and Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time, Peter.
Well, this is one that actually, for me, not getting too deep, but this is a song that makes me think about having hope. It's sort of the look and you will find. There's a really some great messages there, which is basically get off, do something about it, take action. And I just think it's sung beautifully by a great artist.
Brilliant. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time at London's Magic 105.4. Gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure meeting the both of you. Continued success in all that you do, and in the Den, of course. Is the Den back anytime soon?
Well, the rumour is that it is.
Sometime in March, April, I think, a new Dragon's Den will be start filming. So probably next summer, I would have thought.
Excellent. Look
Dragons
forward to
will
it.
Be back. Excellent. But we've really enjoyed today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm Gary Vincent. 4 hours of mellow magic follows. This has been Indulgence on Magic 105.4.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.